It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got some rain showers here, April showers, 39 degrees. Tuesday talk round continues here. Man, it's been a busy morning. We're just going to roll right along here and talk some real estate like we do every Tuesday with Steve Dietrich from Action Realty. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Coming in here, April showers going on. Got to make you feel good because I was talking with Sherry last week, too, and she said things are picking up as far as buying and selling.
Yeah, they are. I mean, people are certainly inquiring more, and we're seeing, you know, more buyers, of course, inquiring. And when you don't have product, sometimes that's not good. But at the same time, you just know that there's still a demand out there on both sides of the fence.
Hey, we were going to talk, you mentioned before, just before we went on, about rates and the fact that they're starting to climb a little bit.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, we're seeing right now things are certainly between 4 and 5 and probably more 4.5 and 5 percent, which, you know, in today's world, again, is it's higher than it has been and what we're used to. But
sure.
At the same time, you know, you go back a few years and that looks good. But, you know, right now it's as high as we've seen for a while.
And we always go back, especially you and I always go back to early in your career where things were sitting then as opposed to where they're sitting now. A lot has changed.
Yes, it sure has. And the numbers have changed. Interest rates have changed. And yeah, it's just a different world than it was 20 years ago. That's for sure. And it's the same all around us.
Right.
You know, Fargo,
right.
Wherever you go. And, you know, even our smaller towns are doing well right now on housing because it's harder to find something in town. People sometimes start looking out, and it is still a little cheaper in the smaller towns, but their prices are going up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you lead me into this next question, too, with that. Talking about the bigger picture. Now, you're a member of the state board, right? Correct?
Correct.
And so when you look around at the state of North Dakota, you're looking at other areas. Do they look as good? Are there some areas that look better than others as far as buying and selling homes?
Well, I think they're all on the same path. You know, numbers are always a little different. Fargo or Bismarck, the bigger cities, are probably higher numbers and certainly more people competing for that same product, too. And yet they all have their own little issues. Out west, it's oil, you know, as that goes up and down. Sometimes, you know, buying and selling wanes a little bit with that,
right,
too. And certainly around here with all the jobs that aren't filled, you know, the pressure is still on for housing. It really is.
So in other towns around North Dakota, Steve, with populations our size, is it pretty much the same as it is here as far as who's buying and who's selling?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, you get into the Jamestowns and some of the others, Devil's Lake, and everything I see and read and hear, you know, they got the same issues we all do.
Right. And so, do they come to you and say, Steve, what's going on in Wapton? What's happening there?
Well, people will ask, but, you know, being part of the Fargo-Moorhead board as we are, you know, we certainly pretty much stay, you know, on top of what's going on between Fargo and Wapton areas,
sure,
especially. And there's a lot of Fargo realtors that do come down here and show property, so they're kind of tuned into Wapton, too.
Okay. And the growth that's going on up there is crazy, too. And it can be a little more cutthroat, I would think, in bigger markets like that.
Well, it is. And when you look at Fargo, when you think that there's 750 realtors in Fargo-Moorhead,
oh,
you know, and then try and divide that up between product, you know, you're uh-huh, battling to see who gets there first.
Sure. At times like that, are you glad to say, hey, I'm here in Wapton and that's okay?
Well, it is. And yet, you know, we have very similar situations, certainly on a little bit smaller scale, but, you know, multiple offers, more buyers than sellers, you know, that's still a similar situation.
All right. And we'll wrap it by saying, hey, if you're thinking of buying or selling, Action Realty, you definitely have the experience down there in that office.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, we have, you know, 5 people in there that are working for the most part full time. And so if somebody happens to be out, there's somebody else to cover too, which is always nice. And so we should be able to help and take care of people pretty much on the spur of the moment.
Well, and help us sort through this, because I think for a lot of people like me and a lot of people like me too, buying and selling can be kind of daunting. There's a lot to it.
Well, it is. And some people are coming in when the market's hot like this. You know, it's a set of different circumstances that mm-hmm. involve things, you know. I mean, I hate to say this little slogan, but if you snooze, you lose.
Right.
And people find it out, and sometimes it comes a couple times where you got to go through that to know that, you know, the realtor's not just blowing smoke. He's telling sure. the truth that, you know what, I mean, you hate to pressure people, but if you wait too long, you're going to be out.
Right. And it's cliche because it's true because yes. people are using it a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Steve, mm. always great to have you in here.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of the weekend. And we'll talk next Tuesday, okay?
All right. Sounds great.
Talking real estate with Steve Dietrich. We do this every Tuesday. And again, folks, you have any questions about real estate, email us those questions, and we'll get those answered with Steve and Sherry here every Tuesday. Email studio at kbmwnews.com. It's 9:13 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
You're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares.